So, Robin, can we start off by asking, how did you come to be living in a tiny house in T Village?
I was looking for a place to live in Saint-Brieuc. I have found this place. My first purpose was to find just a flat, but I have met the T Village. And for me, it was like a dream to live in a tiny house. And like a big dream to live in a village of tiny house. It was incredible. So I said to the person in charge of T Village.
Orally.
It was not orally,
oh,
but
not orally.
Michel. And I
right.
said to him, okay, I want to go. I want to pay a rent to live in the T Village. So now I'm here. I have quit my job, but I want to stay here and to find a professional way in Saint-Brieuc to stay here, because I think it's for me it's like a dream and it's a good way to live.
Very good, excellent. Because I gather you were a student studying business management and ecology, was it?
Environmental studies.
So you're obviously, because of the ecology idea behind, the ecological idea behind the tiny house scheme, you're in the right place. So if you could describe, paint the picture of what it's like inside your tiny house.
Yeah, the style of the tiny house is the boat. It's like a boat, but it's a house. There is no water, but it's like if there is water. The sea is not far from here, but you can see the colors. There is blue, white, and brown. And there are stairs on the right side of the sofa. And there are some storage in the stairs, so it's very clever. All the space is managed to optimize the space, because we don't have too much space, so we have to think about every place in the tiny, and it's very important to tie
the stairs, which have that storage. They lead up to a mezzanine, which is your bedroom.
Yeah, it's my bedroom. There, it's a lovely bedroom, so the roof is amazing. I like it. And there are windows on both sides, so on the left side of my bed and on the right side of my bed. It's just amazing.
What utilities do you have here?
It's like normal stuff. So there is the water, and there is electricity, and there is a fridge also. For now it's normal, but maybe after I will get my fridge and try to live without a fridge. But the only thing different is that there is no water toilet of water, not flushing toilets. So it's a composting toilet.
With cooking, is that gas or electric?
Everything is electric.
Everything's electric, right.
In this tiny, yes.
So what do you particularly like, let's say, about living in such a small place? What are the advantages?
I like this place because I can go outside very quickly. It's not like in a flat. In a flat, you have to take the stairs, and after you can go outside. Here it's like a house, you go outside very quickly. This is also a house, but you know what I mean.
I know.
It's like the size of a flat, but it's a house.
It's independent. Yes.
And there are windows on every wall, and I very like it. There are a lot of light inside, and the roof is very high, so. And you can feel the certain space. There are space. But it's not like a space on the floor. It's also a space of height.
That's very good. So why do you think this idea of tiny houses is becoming so popular now?
Because I think it's not so big. We do a big house, actually. And I think that people want to live in house smaller than now, to live more simply.
Anything that you would change if you were on the design process at the when they were beginning. Is there anything you would change?
Yes, a lot of things I want to change, because in a tiny house there is not a lot of space, and each square meter is very important. So all the disadvantage, all the things that I don't like become bigger and bigger, because I live in it, and so you know what I mean. So it's not like a big house. So when there is just one mistake, you don't see it all the time. But in a tiny house, when there is a mistake, you see it every time.
You see it every day.
every day.
And it builds up. And think, oh, I must change that. Yeah.
So, a lot of things I want to change. So I think it's the joke of the tiny house. So you build a tiny house, then you want a new
one. Then you need to build it bigger, maybe.
Yeah. It can become crazy.
Yes.
I really like this one, but I want to change to, because I want to try a new one, and to try a different way to live in other tiny house, and then after I hope build my home tiny house.
Build your own. Well, I've noticed since I was here last, there's three or four more have arrived,
yeah.
And they are, each one again is different, slightly different.
Yeah. The purpose is not to have only one type of tiny house. We want different tiny house. It's more rich. Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you very much, Robin.